All right. And we're potting it down. We're potting it down. And the show has started. Everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. I got Michael Johnson. I got Eva Crichton.
Woo!
Hi.
Michael's busy playing a Sasquatch game?
Checking out Gold Digging Whores on Tinder.
Oh, I do love a good... I have not been on Tinder
need
yet.
A man that'll spoil me like the queen that I am.
Spoiled rotten.
Those are the girls I talk to the most. And fuck all of you.
Well, there's something fun about flirting with a girl that's looking for money to dance that line. I kind of...
Have you done that?
Well, it's fun until you realize she just won't take $20.
Yeah, she's deserving of several hundred just because
she
she's a queen.
She is deserving in her own mind. Mm-hmm. She's not deserving of a goddamn dime.
I have almost never found like an actual stunning girl on Tinder.
Oh, really?
I've seen beautiful women on Tinder. Yeah. I'm saying... I've never seen one on Tinder where the desire for money lined up with looks that could earn it.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Like the ones that...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, usually the ones asking for money look like James Earl Jones and Conan. Like just fat face, ironed hair.
Who's the other one in that? The other actor?
Arnold?
Arnold. I have never, that's a lie. I have done one dating app, the free one.
For money?
No, plenty of fish.
POF.
Yeah. And that was like.
Awful.
Awful. And I didn't meet anyone.
You suggested that like every time. You tried plenty of fish?
I think I always tell you, okay, cute.
Or okay, it's same to me.
Are they both free? I just did.
I don't know.
So yeah, someone suggested it for me, but I've never done Tinder. I've never done Grindr. I've never done.
You've never done Grindr?
No.
I have great. Match rate on that one.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's the gay one, isn't it?
I thought you were making a joke.
No.
You know what? I'm going to give Grindr a shot.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to say yes to love. What am I looking for? A Black Snake Moan.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you like that movie?
We were just talking about Black Snake Moan before the show started. Yeah. I don't know why it came up.
I was on this new sort of site, Crackle, that had free movies and TV.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Crackle.
And
I used to watch Seinfeld on it.
Yeah. And that movie came up, and I'd forgotten all about it. And I was like, holy shit, this is 13 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then you guys mentioned a great sex scene with Christina Ricci, and that was all I needed.
She has done multiple sex scenes, but first of all, we all want her to fuck in the Wednesday Addams wig.
Yeah.
And she's never done that.
I like how you're speaking for me on that.
Yeah, all of us. Just America. And also, what happened to the tits?
Yeah, I don't. I was.
What do you mean? Like, they're still there, aren't they?
No.
Really? Yeah.
No.
She's gotten mad thin.
They're like our middle class.
And they sort of shrunk.
Yeah. They died a long time ago.
Oh, she used to be so cute and curvy and short.
Yeah, it was a whole...
They were like Thora Birch-esque.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Was Thora Birch 16 in American Beauty?
No, 'cause
when I watch it, she is.
Okay, yeah.
I lose myself in the reality of the story.
I'm a director, and that is the secret that I tell my penis for it to perform.
Mm-hmm.
In this. Gross.
Yeah, I thought I read that somewhere that she was a youngster for that scene. So yeah. I've always I always remember her having gigantic cans, but I don't want to revisit that
They're huge.
They were huge. And her parents were porn stars.
What?
Yes.
Really?
Her parents were porn stars.
Like stars, or they were like
okay.
I mean,
well, that's the one perk of being in porn is once you are in a film, you're a star.
Yeah. Okay, mom was a fluffer in Behind the Green Door 7.
Okay.
Don't you want to be a star, honey?
All it takes is one.
I just need to record it, and you're a star.
I thought, I don't want to speak to the fabric and the grandiosity of their careers, but they both appeared in pornographic film, I believe.
I don't know.
Like,
you're looking at me like
we're all looking at me. Right. Tell us, Michael. Tell us.
I should know this. I remember in American Beauty, it starts off, isn't she looking at getting like them like bigger? She wants them bigger, right?
I think you're thinking of Now and Then, when she's actually a child.
No. I remember watching that and thinking that I wanted them bigger.
Yeah. She fills up. Right. She fills up. And Christina Ricci's in that movie too.
Is she? Yeah. But no, in American Beauty though, she's like on the internet or something, on the computer looking at like getting breast augmentation.
I think she wants them smaller. Because
No.
You're wrong, Eva.
No. She's insecure that they're too small.
And Michael inserts himself in that scene. Michael's hand falls upon Thora's on the mouse. No, they're perfect.
Cut to the surgeon's office. Yeah, I think I can do that for you. Like, no, I want him smaller. Well, smaller, bigger, it means the same thing.
Did you know that Eskimos have one word for smaller and bigger?
No, and then there's the scene where, like, Wes Bentley is filming her from, you know, the house next door.
Wes Bentley?
Isn't that his name?
Is that the character or...
That's the name of the
The actor?
Yeah. Isn't it?
No, that's Wes a porn Bentley. Name. If you told me that was Thora Birch's father's stage name.
Wes Bentley.
Wes Bentley.
Wes Bentley.
No, that's the actor's name.
Oh, my God. He was in
Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
Did no one pull him aside and be like, dude.
That's a horrible name.
Yeah.
Wesley.
You sound like...
It's Wes.
I was going to change it to Bentwood.
Bentwood?
You sound like a load sprinkler.
Wes Bentwood.
Less Bentwood.
What about Les Bendover?
That's it, kid. Kevin Spacey's like, oh, yeah. Yeah,
meet me in the bathroom.
You're old, but we can make it work. Transatlantic Spacey.
Yeah, and then she, like, takes her shirt off, and her boobs
are,
like, the size of my head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're perfect.
They're the size of my dreams. That is
what's her face? So what's the other girl?
Mina Savari.
Right. It's the bathtub that she is laying in. Mm-hmm. It's the size of one of her breasts. They could have done that on Thora Birch's.
They did.
That's how they built bathtubs in that neighborhood. They would just dump the concrete.
Thora, we need a new bathtub.
And then you cut out where the nipple is, and that's your drain.
Easy peasy.
Yeah, I remember being pumped to see Mina Savari naked, too, because this was right on the heels of American Pie, right? So
right.
You had just seen Shannon Elizabeth.
She had a weird belly button.
Who?
Go back and watch.
Savari or mm-hmm. Shannon Elizabeth?
Okay.
Yeah, oh no, Shannon Elizabeth was perfect.
There is a porn.
Not that I give a shit
about a belly button,
right?
Right,
but
hers is weird.
Yeah, there's not. It was
okay.
Like,
describe how, because I just noticed my first like really weird belly button on a like a MILF cam girl. Yeah,
there's something weird with belly buttons with me where I almost would prefer not to see them.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
The belly buttons are how I feel about feet. Go on.
Really? There's something I don't.
Go on, Professor.
There's just something I don't need.
It's there. You don't need it.
Right.
It's not important to you.
Like on a flat tummy that little punctuation mark?
No, I feel like it was a very intimate moment between you and your mother. And now you're just throwing it in my face. No, it is something weird where I
throwing it in my face. Right.
No, it's just I remember, like, just I don't. Most of the times when I see it, I'd just be like, I don't want to see that.
It's nothing arousing to me, but it's never bothered me. It's funny to hear that it registers with you like that. What if?
But there's a small, I wouldn't say like margin for error, okay. or imperfection.
Yeah.
But if it's a little weird looking,
you're sounding like me, and I'm loving it.
It's just shouting at me.
This is.
I know it's the
this
one.
Isn't very
you.
Papa George.
I know.
This isn't
I know.
You.
This. Usually I can like kind of just keep going and don't play with my belly button. Like
really?
I've had one girl I dated.
She would tickle you.
Well, she would like stick her finger.
Okay, that's unpleasant.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, what do you know?
It's a window to the viscera.
I'm it was like one of those moments as a guy where you're like, you want to like look at her and like, no means no. I don't like
And she just, she
would. Then she'd be like, you're a pussy.
Was she like, right. I mean, was she
and
like.
Then she'd put on a Letterman's jacket and call her football coach, and he'd call and say, just keep doing it.
You're fine. No one's going to believe him. Have you seen how he dresses? Always showing off his belly button.
He wanted it for it.
We're on your side.
So, okay. Question. Was she was messing around with your belly button like while going down, like reaching
up? Or
she
would just like I would be like laying on my back and asleep or whatever and she'd be like meh and I'm like
Did she make the noise?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like I should not be dating a goat.
I just want to eat tin out of your belly button, Michael. What's so weird?
But it was like one of these things I had to repeatedly tell her, and it was probably the last time I told her that anyone last saw her.
Oh.
Damn.
Don Johnson made the problem go away.
No, I just remember it took like a repeatedly me like I don't like that.
Yeah, this annoys me.
It feels weird and like you keep doing it.
Have you ever noticed in life how people are just on autopilot for the most part? Like you can tell someone about a mundane thing and if it doesn't register that someone would dislike that, they'll just pretty much never catch on. Like my mom will robotically perform the same things that my brother hates, like will insist on getting a birthday cake even though my brother is like a manorexic and doesn't want cake. We'll insist on that showdown every birthday with this guy when birthdays are like fraught with peril with him, and then there'll be a big fight and she'll be like, how did this happen again? It's like he's weird but listen to his wishes. I don't know, you know. Like he doesn't want a cake.
You know what my dad does that drives me nuts?
Touches your belly button.
No, he knows it drives me crazy. He'll come up behind me and just go boom and like squeeze my neck really hard.
Well, that's terrifying.
Like really, like he doesn't like.
He'll wait until I'm out in the woods.
Yeah. And it's dark. Right. What am I doing out there? None of your business. Right. No, he'll just come up and go burr like that on my neck, and it drives me crazy. And he gets the biggest kick out of it. He's just like,
you know who else doesn't like that? My cats and every other living being.
Right. Yeah. Thanks, Tommy.
Yeah. You're my kitten.
Punch up a picture of Mana Suvari in that movie.
Okay,
you'll
sure.
see what I mean.
All right, give me a second.
She was
was
so
American
cute,
Beauty.
Though.
Oh, I totally love her.
And she sort of had like a weird look, right? Like her face isn't like traditionally.
Oh, yeah. She is
pretty,
slightly offbeat.
A little offbeat, but so cute.
She looks a little Michelle Pfeiffer. I think she's
Michelle Pfeiffer pretty. Was such a 10.
Oh, God. She has kind of aged into her. I'm looking at her now. So Mina Suvari, American Beauty. Oh, are you talking about the fact like she has rose petals on her belly? Because those are rose petals,
Those are rose
Michael.
Petals, Michael.
Did you think that was part of her? Like she was a plant person?
You thought there was a plant?
I thought she was a flower.
Oh, Michael.
Oh, I cannot find photos.
Well, you know what you got to do is just Google.
Google it and
well,
then hit
Googling.
Image.
I'm doing Google image. Like, I haven't gone back and watched that since we learned, like, just
here
how
you go.
Gay Spacey is. Okay, hold on. Pass
it's
over.
It's big. I mean...
She should have it surgically removed.
It needs a touch up. It needs a tag.
Let me see.
It needs a little bit of work. I'm with Michael.
She's so cute. I'm not even looking at it.
Or just tattoo it black so it
looks
like.
Yeah, I mean, it's big.
A solid hole.
It's big and it's an Audi. Audis are always
is that what
weird.
It is?
Yeah.
Do you want to
tattoo? It's big and it's an Audi. It's like an innie and an Audi at the same time.
You know what? Maybe it's my just hatred for Audis.
It's an Audi.
Like the car?
Right.
Audis are weird.
So I was looking at this older, a woman who runs an OnlyFans. And when I say older, she's like 45-ish, maybe okay. In that realm. And first of all, I'm so fucked up that I wanted to feel like this was an act of maturity on my part.
Right.
That I've been looking at like kind of MILF porn lately.
You're so good.
I'm brave.
You're really, really brave.
And I'm just like, Michael and Eva be so proud of me.
That's a powerful thing for you.
But this girl has a belly button that looks like a baby's fist could fit inside it.
Ew.
And yeah,
Michael perked up.
I would fuck that.
He doesn't like an Audi, but give him a deep innie. Yeah. Audi's weird me out, but yeah.
I didn't know. Okay,
all right, I'm listening.
I'm gonna pop them both in and then jerk one.
So a baby's fist could fit in it. I'm imagining like a little
like she's
nectarine.
Yeah.
She could put one in there and just pop it out at you.
I boom. Dare say she could put a cherry Black tomato hole. In there and there would still be a little rolling around. Like it would come out easily.
Wait, so what were you doing there?
She's like on Gone Wild 30 plus, one of my preferred porn subreddits, and because again I'm maturing.
Yeah.
And she also
beyond the barely legals.
Yeah, beyond the barely legals.
The BL.
Rawr.
The BLs.
And, yeah. And I just was exploring some of her content, as I like to refer to it. And I noticed once she was doing a lot of like look at my taut tummy, and she great tummy, you know, right. But then I was like, once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it.
There is also something with ripped abs after
okay.
a certain age on a woman. I'm not down with.
You're not.
No.
I
there's
it's
a,
too much.
There's that look of like you know, like sometimes like
stretch.
Yeah.
like stretch skin.
Stretch
skin.
Yeah.
Stretched
yeah.
leather.
I just thought, yeah.
The term is look of a man.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just, I don't.
You know what else?
I don't want to see your
yeah.
abs.
You know what else I don't like? And I think, like, Michael, and you might agree too, is like.
Let's hear, Eva.
Like
this is a safe space.
Like a dick on a woman. I don't like that.
Well,
but what do you guys?
Well, it needs to be like grotesquely big.
Okay, like just
needs to be classified as a dong.
Here's where Michael and I part in the paths in the proverbial woods. I like it to be beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
I like just like
a dong.
Looks to be, and it has to have a look of like a government experiment.
It's like something drawn by an animator.
Right. But put on by a surgeon and a scientist and your team of like crack, you know,
yeah.
top-notch military experts.
Does the surgeon kiss it when they're done installing it? Just a little.
Yes, you kiss it before you attach it.
Yeah.
Just a like, little pet.
Like you're giving away your daughter at a wedding.
That would be so funny if like some like surgeon had that as like a superstition.
All right.
Hey, we almost lost the last guy. And remember you kissed it and he lived.
You have to do it. Every time.
Every time.
His methods are weird, but damn it, he gets results.
It has to be on the tip or else it doesn't right. work.
And you gotta look like you put it in its bed.
You mean you want me to cradle it? Yeah, that's the way.
Yes.
Cradle it.
Yes.
He's starting to flatline, doctor. He's gotta cradle it!
Tuck it in.
Sing to it.
Go to sleep. I didn't realize like penile attachments were so touch and go.
He's flatlining.
This wasn't supposed to be life or death surgery.
Get in a hot cocoa with your favorite blanket.
I take my time. I'm sorry he bled out.
The surgeon had an awful singing voice.
We were attaching a diaper to your husband's penis.
What?
And putting a bib on it.
Was that necessary?
It's very necessary.
Are you going to tell me how to do my job?
I'm sorry. I'm just in shock.
We had just finished the lullaby. We took his vitals.
The cradle we were building around your husband's penis collapsed. He didn't make it.
Why?
We painted the nursery the wrong color.
I'm trying to be the grieving widow, but I'm laughing too hard.
Do you like Chinese food?
I love it.
All right. Pull the car around.
And...
Now I'm just picturing a cock on a big wheel. Handling it with his little balls.
Well, the husband died, but they kept the penis alive.
Of course, yeah. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Right.
What about the balls?
They're fine.
You can raise them as your own.
They like to watch Alvin and the Chipmunks. Have a taste for the classics.
Where did that start? Oh, I said, asked if you like dicks. Asked if you like dicks on women. Well, Michael's not into Audis.
Yeah.
They're gross.
An Audi belly button.
I don't care. Like a deal breaker.
Oh, fuck yeah. No.
But they are.
I can get. Past
yeah,
it.
Yeah. They're weird.
He's Michael Trooper Johnson.
Yeah, I'm just like, no, baby, I like it.
I'm not just
the most.
Not my favorite.
In a parallel universe where I'm that kind of guy that like approaches women in bars and has confidence, like you would be the wingman of wingmen.
Oh wait, how so?
Like we could just like, we could send you off to snipe whatever because you'd be like, I see something in her.
Yes. Yeah, I was finding myself
twinkling her eye
last night after the show that I did. I went out with the group I performed with. We played Truth or Dare.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, fun.
At
so he performed with the Adam's children Morgan. Of what school?
Right. Yeah. And there's this girl, Trisha. Nice.
She likes me.
But it was funny is that the dares I passed on at first, most of which involved someone from the table getting up and talking to someone else at another table or saying something.
Okay.
I found myself oddly like, when I finally did say yes, I was like, oh yeah, this is like performing. Like I just did not give a shit.
Right.
I used to not be able to talk to people unless I was like a six pack in.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh yeah, that was, I shared your superpower. Right.
So that was fun actually.
Oh, that's cool.
What did you have to do? Like what was the dare?
I had to go up to one guy and say, Martin, is that you? Hey, buddy.
And it turned out to be Martin Mole.
So. Right, right. He's like, I'm just trying to a moment alone. What was the other thing? I can't remember. One of them was, is this your favorite Batman movie? Because they were playing Batman on the television. That wasn't mine. That was
the Adam West, like 62.
That was the one with Christopher Walken and Danny DeVito and Michelle Pfeiffer.
Returns.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
But I guess what I'm saying is that remember when we were looking for that girl after the show?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago? I was like thinking, I had that same feeling, which is a sober person. It's a little bit too late in the game now, but now I'm like, I feel like confident to talk to just about anybody.
Yes.
Yeah. I still miss that girl.
Really?
Like, I'm thinking about her a couple weeks later.
She looked dynamite trashy.
Yeah, she was a Trailer Park Nine. Like,
her tits were dynamite.
Oh, can we make that calendar?
You look dynamite, baby. The Trailer Park Nines.
We'll put out a casting call. Hey, everybody, if you listen to Bob's Basement, we're putting out a casting call, doing a calendar. It's going to be a lot of fun. The only prerequisite is you got to live in a trailer and you got to be a nine.
So,
you got to be a nine.
Bring those yellow fingers over here.
No tens allowed.
Right.
You'll ruin it.
What would be the distinguishing characteristic between a Trailer Park 9 and a 10?
I think
no C-section scar.
Child.
Maybe track marks?
Yeah. Track marks. You mean like from drug use?
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking of stretch marks. I was like, why would you get rid of those?
Yeah. They're so cute.
I love them. They're not gross like a belly button at all.
I know. No, maybe like track marks or
drug use. So you can still be a nine and use heroin.
I dare, you know.
Just smoke it.
Right. Yeah. Just have pretty track marks.
Yeah.
You can even shoot up. I guess. Beautiful track marks.
Just in between your toes.
Do they last forever?
I don't know. I've never.
I've never done heroin.
Well, then let me speak. No.
That's one I never did.
Me too. And everyone that I've talked to that has said it was really, really fun. At first.
So it's like when you eat an entire carton of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like those first couple of bites, just chef's kiss. But
when I was in the hospital over the summer and they gave me a whole bunch of Demerol, I think it was. Mm-hmm.
And you insisted on the suppository.
And a team insert them.
Kiss the pill.
But I had such bad stomach pain, and the guy that was taking care of me in the emergency room was like, all right, I'm going to give you something. And it was so good that I started getting on my phone and doing work. I had been buckled over in pain.
But the pain just went away.
It went away, and I was like, oh,
great.
Maybe I shouldn't be here.
I think I overreacted.
Right.
And I'm taking up a bed for someone that's seriously injured. They're like, that's the drug, sir.
Do I have access to a fax machine?
So much energy.
But the
sir, that's the drugs.
Yeah. I was like, I had to be very careful not to I could have what is it called? Just faked it. Fake it.
Yeah.
There's an expression like in recovery rooms.
Yeah, in the rooms.
In the rooms.
Oh.
But I did not once, lie about the amount of pain.
Yeah.
I was there for like 4 days.
Oh, damn. And you were in pain.
I could have just been doped up and shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you could have.
I didn't.
Good for you.
It's the power of recovery, man.
Look at you working your program.
I know.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proud of you.
That shit was good, though.
That's awesome.
Last time I had Demerol was my tonsils out when I was in my early 20s. And there was something, I think heroin people.
Yeah.
The heroin people.
They're called the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Right. It's something that they talk about with just even before the needle is jabbed in, there was a high about
Your the dopamine. Cues.
Yeah.
The dopamine's kicking in before
the pain in my butt cheek from the shot I was starting to look forward to. That was
really?
A big piece of it. I was like, oh yeah, fucking just jab it.
Jab that in my butt.
It would be like, come on, jab it. Oh, thank God.
Michael points to the puddle of cum. Is that part of it? No, that's all you, sir.
Just your own individual reaction
to
the circus that you've turned this into.
Slug.
Can I taste it?
It's yours, sir. You can do whatever you want.
Whatever.
Some guy comes running in. No, it's mine.
Apparently he has a little tiny spoon.
A Coke spoon.
It's mine.
We'll get it off of it.
I picture your dick lying in that little like horseshoe shaped tray.
Are you picturing it like a bratwurst that like comes in the plastic?
Hot stuff coming through.
Does he work here?
No.
I just volunteer like a candy striper. I'm the cumster.
Oh. All right, get out of here, cumster.
Your services are needed down the hall. I go wherever I'm needed. About face.
He's like a beekeeper who can tell from the taste of the honey what the bees ate.
What? Marlboro Light and Coke Zero. Tastes like hospital food.
Gross.
In fact, it always tastes like hospital food.
Keep eating your Jell-O, boys.